Time now on the Benusa Pregame Show to visit with Tom Ceraturi, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, in the Division I era, there have been 13 hat tricks here. Jay Dickman has two of those 13 this year. He had 9 goals coming into the year. He's already got 9. How's his game evolved over the course of his time here?
Well, I think right now he's gotten quicker, and he's getting to spots. And plus, I think what Dickie's realizing, he's realizing what a force he can be in front of the net. And if you take a look at a couple of the goals last night, I mean, they were right where he should be. The deflection for the third goal, and obviously, again, the rebound on the second goal, and even the one that went off the shin pad, again, he was in the blue area. So Dickie's really good in front of the net. He's big, he's strong, and he's got good hands.
I can't imagine goalies see much around him. Other than size, what are some of the things that make guys good around the net?
Hands. You got to have hands. You have to have poise, and that's what Dickie has. And he's just got to, again, he's got a long wingspan. And, he's got outstanding hands, and he's got good hockey sense as well.
Thinking back over the years, Dave Spear was fantastic in front of the net for the Gophers. He was about 5'8". With the right mindset, anybody can be good in front of the net, right?
No, you can't. You have to want to play inside. A lot of guys don't want to play inside, and Dickie likes to play inside. He's actually very good in tight areas, and a lot of guys are better in tight areas than they are in space, and, he happens to be one of those guys.
Brendan Cook was the last player to get 2 hat tricks in a single season here. That was all the way back in 2003. Johnny Hyder had one that year. Luke Erickson had the other. Looking back, Matt Reed never had a hat trick. Andrew Murray never had a hat trick. Dickie's in pretty good company there, isn't he?
Absolutely. And, those are some pretty good goal scorers. I was looking at Luke and Cookie right there, and those guys scored a lot of goals here.
Kyle Bauman had 4 assists last night. Is your team better when he's scoring goals or setting guys up?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Getting on the score sheet's getting on the score sheet. And Kyle, my thing is, Kyle's kind of the, he's kind of like the straw that stirs the drink right there. He just makes a lot of things happen. And he's so explosive. He can, he's got good offensive instincts. He makes a lot of plays. And, again, he's a catalyst for us.
Everybody likes the puck. He had some offense generated from the blue line last night. Generally speaking, when guys are getting success offensively as defensemen, does their defensive game pick up too or not?
Oh, it all depends. It all depends on what kind of player you are. But I think the biggest thing is if you get some offense, it sure gives you some confidence.
More with Coach Ceraturi when we return to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with Coach Tom Ceraturi. But the only area that I could nitpick from you guys last night, Tom, was the power play, and that was just because you didn't score. It's not that you were bad on it or anything. How would you rate your power play last night?
We have some work to do, and we took a look at our at the clips last night. There's a few changes we're going to make, but I think you also have to give UAA some credit too. They did a good job of killing, and they tried to deny a few of our main plays right there. So we just have to. We have to sit there. We have to try to get a little more zone time, get a few more shots, and try to create some second chance opportunities.
Their penalty kill number coming into the weekend was not very good. Structurally, they were just fine last night, weren't they?
Absolutely, they were. And again, the penalty kill can just be funky sometimes, Schultze, and it's hard to put a finger on it. But you're exactly right. But I thought they did a good job last night. We actually talked about that as a staff.
We talked briefly in the postgame about scoring first. It happened 27 times last year. It's a difference-making stat. How much more is that amplified when the goal is a couple minutes in?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I don't care when it comes. It's just nice playing with a lead, and it eases a little tension on the bench as well.
Miles couldn't be on the ice a whole lot while he was hurt. Why is it that guys with pretty good hockey sense can come back and don't need a whole lot of practice time to get back up to game speed?
Well, just again, I think those little guys, it's a lot easier for those guys to get up to game speed, and he's in terrific condition, and he skates extremely well, and that actually helps get him ready when they are out.
With where you are in the standings, tonight's a greedy kind of night, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, again, we talked about it. Points are only, games in hand are only good if you get points. And we need some points right now. And if we win tonight, we're going to put ourselves we're back into a pretty good position, Schultze.
You always use the term pushback when it comes to game 2. For the fans who have never played at this level, what does pushback mean to you?
Well, it means that those guys are going to be a lot better than they were last night. We need to be better, and they're going to be better. So we have to make sure we respond to what they're going to throw at us.
At times last night, their forecheck was causing you some problems. Any changes on the breakout tonight?
You can't. You can't make any changes. You just have to do things a little quicker. You have to make sure we report back to our spots a little quicker. And we may have to relieve a little pressure. But they come at you hard, and they come at you with two guys. They almost forecheck like a man-on-man forecheck. And it's hard. Like, you don't have a lot of time and space. But also, you get pucks behind them, you can get some two-on-ones as well.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.